Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com. Check that out, folks. You'll find out all about what she's got going on, how she's helping her clients. She's the author of the award-winning Accounting for the Number of Phobic, Accounting for the Number of Phobic, available wherever books are sold. And she is a great member of our brain trust. Don, thanks again for being here. Pricing is such an important thing. It is probably the most neglected financial element of small businesses. And incredibly, while small businesses are having trouble with their cash flow, they're having trouble with their profitability, they're sustaining themselves, they almost never say, well, I wonder if I'm charging enough.
Well, 85% of small businesses undercharge for what they do. Did you know that?
Yes, that's the reason. That's the reason why my family doesn't want to go to the store with me, because they know I'm going to tell some small business, you're not charging enough.
Yeah, 85% of them, Jim, this is not a problem. It's an epidemic. So raising it is exactly the right thing to do. The other thing is I wrote an article called Are You Pricing for Profit? And we go through the diagnostics that you were describing in our last segment. You know, are you doubling your costs? By the way, the biggest problem that I see is when I'm having trouble paying my bills, most small business owners decide the way I'm going to solve that problem is I'm going to get more customers. Have you noticed that dynamic?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So instead of looking at my pricing, right, I'm going to go get more customers. I'm going to prime the social media platform. I'm going to spend money on advertising. But all you're doing in that situation, in that attempt to solve the problem, is you're scaling the problem.
Yep.
The problem just gets bigger. You just lose more money. So if you look at pricing first before you start playing that game, and here's a data point nobody ever talks about, but it will keep everybody on the straight and narrow. If you are closing more than 30% of your prospective customers, talk to 10 customers, close 3 of them, then you're pricing accurately if it's the right target audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you're closing more than 30 to 40% of your prospective customers, you are pricing too low. The object is not to close every single sale you can possibly close. The object is to close profitable sales.
And that's
Don't be afraid of raising your prices.
It's called pricing courage. You got to be courageous for your company. You got to stand up for your company, and you have to look a customer in the eye. And that when they say they don't want to pay that, you have to say, well, I know how much it takes to keep my doors open. I know what my product is worth. My customers who do business with me know that. That's the reason they pay the price that I'm asking you for, and I'm asking you for it, and I'm not ashamed of it. I want you to pay this price because we will do a good job. It's a way, and you stand up for
That's
people.
That's right.
You stand up to a customer like
and
that.
And Jim, let me
half tell
you,
of
let
them will give you their
one
business.
Big word of advice. That's right. If you're a service provider and someone says, "Oh, I can't pay it; it's too expensive," this is what I say to them. If you go to the competition, listen, my door is open for you to come back. It's always open for you to come back. But if you come back to me to fix my competitor's problems, the price I'm giving you right now is going to double because now you're going to be giving me twice the work. So I'm the person who gets it right
Yep.
the first time, and that's actually cheaper in the long run and less aggravation for you. So this is the price that I charge to do it on the first try. I want you to know if you have problems going someplace else, I'm still here for you, but the price I'm giving you today is going to double.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, do you know how many times I've had people come back to me 6 months later and go, oh, my gosh, you were right. Why didn't I do it right the first time? And they can't wait to pay double the money.
Yep.
Because they realize they made a mistake. So always leave your door open, right? But warn the customer when they go to your competition, it's not going to be the same experience because it can't be, Jim. Mm-hmm. Somebody can't be charging half the money or 75%
right.
of the price and give them the same customer experience. They just can't.
But remember,
and
folks.
And eventually the customer's going to figure that out.
And remember, my rule of thumb is double your cost, divide by 5, whatever, 0.5, whatever you want to do. But that's your starting number. And if that percentage that Don told you, that if you're falling below that, then maybe you need to come off 5%. But start with that number, because if you can get that number, you will not go out of business. You will succeed. Don, nice thoughts. Quickly. 10 seconds.
Okay. So, Numberphobic coming out in Spanish early June, and FedEx Money Matters coming out in June, Small Business Week. I'll be on that homepage.
All right. Good job. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.